get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Golhar. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Golhar is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to Think Realty Radio. Super excited to be here today because we get to talk about real estate as we do every day on the show. That next strategy, that next news article that you feel that you've been reading lately, which you're freaking out about because you think the world is going topsy-turvy about real estate investing, which I want to kind of debunk today. My guest today is Gary Beasley. You know him. He's the co-founder and CEO of Roofstock.com. You want to make sure you check him out. Go to Roofstock.com. Roofstock was recently named to the Forbes FinTech 50 as one of the only six real estate tech platforms in the country and the youngest of the six, actually, to be very specific, and also recognized as a great place to work by Fortune. So, Gary, welcome to the show, and congratulations on all of your success so far.
Hey, thanks, Abhi. I appreciate the call out on being the youngest of the Forbes 50 companies. What I'm really glad you avoided was saying, but I was the oldest founder of the six.
Well, I mean,
thank you for being kind.
You're very welcome. It's all about appearances on the show. Like that's all that we care about. I legitimately have a face for radio. You don't. You're actually better on TV. Just saying. Like radio, I think is like what you do as a hobby. I think you're meant for greater things. But that being said, give us a little background. Who are you? What do you do? And what's Roofstock?
Sure. So my background is I've been at the sort of intersection of real estate and technology for most of my career. I started off in traditional real estate doing sort of development work and financial analysis kind of before business school. And after business school, spent some time in the REIT world and then on the resort side doing acquisitions and kind of then migrated over to more of a tech company. I took a flyer as a CFO of Zip Realty, which was one of the first online residential brokerages. And we got that business turned around and scaled and took it public in 2004. Mm-hmm. And so that was my first kind of foray into a tech-driven model. I really liked it. And my next real estate startup was called Waypoint Homes, which is now part of Invitation Homes as a public company. And we had we built a pretty significant acquisition and renovation management business, and we built up a portfolio that we took public as a REIT. And so we took that public in 2014. So that was my second startup and my second IPO, which was a lot of fun. And then Roofstock is my third one, this is the most fun of them all. It kind of brings together a lot of what I've learned over the years from my sort of traditional real estate roots and my real estate tech exposure, and we're building a marketplace for investors that specifically targets single-family rental homes, and it's often kind of an underappreciated area, I think, of the real estate market. It's about 16 million homes are rented. It's about $3 trillion of assets that are rented on a long-term basis. And the existing ecosystem doesn't really cater to the rented home transaction very well. So we've built a marketplace that allows properties to trade with tenants in place. And we built a lot of sort of technology and processes around making that super easy, squeezing out the costs and the friction and the time it takes to transact, whether it's an individual like you or me, Abhi, or a large institution doing large block trades of thousands of properties and everything sort of in between.
So the SFR, the single family rental space, it's been around forever, right? It's not like it's just, propped up overnight. I mean, like you said, there's 16 million single-family rentals in the United States, and a lot of those are owned by people like you and me. Just your average. Well, We're not average people, you and I. I think we're super stellar, amazing human beings that are like the guiding light for the rest of humanity. But like, I would say, generally speaking, your average mom and pa are the owners of these types of these single family rentals. And then institutional comes into the space. And generally, like, when I think institutional hedge fund, like these big boys and big girls, and you think about complete market takeover, but it's not so, right? Like, what percentage currently, maybe today, does institutional represent of the overall the SFR world?
Generously calculated, it's perhaps 2%. And you know, the large public players own about 1% of the market, and then if you add some of the large privates in, it might be 250,000 to 300,000 homes out of the 16 million are owned by real institutions. And I think the latest figure I saw, about 76% of the rental homes are owned by investors who own either one or two of them. So really, really long tail, very fragmented.
Yeah.
You know, very much it's sort of a mom and pop type industry that hasn't had a lot of tools and technology to help them either transact or manage their investments better. And so what we've done at Roofstock is really sort of take sort of our thinking from our institutional days and all the tools that we built there and repurpose them and built them using the latest sort of technology and making them available for everyone. So a big part of what we're trying to do here is democratize real estate investing and break down those barriers. So it's much easier to invest in this asset class, which has some pretty interesting characteristics. And I know we'll probably have a chance to talk about that later in the broadcast of, you know, why that is and why in particular now might be an interesting time to think about it. But yeah, that's basically what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, that's what we call a tease. So, like, that's what's coming up in the next segment, is that you need to do the show. I don't even know why I'm doing the show. I think you need to do Think Realty Radio every now and then because you're far better at it than I am. But so from what I understand, there's a lot of opportunity still in this space. And I was on roofstock.com the other day, and I typed in, like, Alabama and Georgia, and you can just see an endless list of single-family rentals with all the analysis and the numbers. So we will talk about that at some point during the broadcast, probably when we come back from break, which we're going to in a second. But in terms of your platform, for somebody that is new to real estate investing, what are maybe some tips that you have for me on using it? I start by going to roofstock.com. Do you have any specific guidance on what I should do first, second, then third?
Sure. I think it depends on what your objectives are and how familiar you are with the markets you might be interested in. So some people come to us and say, hey, I know I want to invest in a property in Atlanta. And so you could very quickly just start set up a search, set up some search criteria, and start looking at properties in Atlanta and comparing them. And I encourage people just to get on the site and start playing around. It's a very user-friendly site. You could change your assumptions. You can compare properties, things like that. But I think before you start getting serious about it, is look at properties of different kinds and of different sort of star ratings and locations, vintages, and see how the returns compare. It's really what one of the things that we've tried to do at Roofstock is lay out as much of the information as we can so you can learn and make it a, you know, nice, fun, interactive process.
And especially an informed investing decision, because that's super, super important, especially when you're buying real estate. All right, we got to go to break. More with Gary Beasley, co-founder and CEO of Roofstock. Excuse me. When we come back, I'm still kind of tumbling over my words, getting over my flu here. Have questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. On the right side, you'll see a form. Ask a question, and I'll answer it right here on Think Realty Radio. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Are you ready to build your legacy and work for yourself? NAP, the Note Assistance Program, is here to help you build your empire with mortgage note investing. Receive monthly inventory in your inbox, get access to top-notch online training, and participate in trusted transactions with vetted sellers and buyers. Join their community by visiting noteassistanceprogram.com now and register for one of their nationwide note labs or online training today.
Attention real estate investors. Join the nation's top pros in residential and commercial investing in Baltimore at the Think Realty Conference and Expo, April 6th and 7th. Network with industry leaders and service providers and learn how to earn a higher return on your real estate investments. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 6th and 7th. Text radio to 96270. That's radio to 96270. Or visit thinkrealty.com/Baltimore to register.
Don't miss the Real Estate Note event of the year. The Paper Source Note Symposium is 3 days of learning and networking with the most experienced note investors on the planet. Discover how to buy non-performing and other real estate notes. Meet keynote speaker Eddie Wilson, president of Think Realty Radio, at the Paper Source Note Symposium, April 11th through the 13th in Las Vegas. Visit papersourceseminars.com right now and enter the discount code ThinkRealty for $50 off your ticket. That's papersourceseminars.com.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
All right, Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's Avi Golhar. My guest today is Gary Beasley, co-founder and CEO of Roofstock. If you don't know who Roofstock is, you're quite frankly missing out on life. You want to go to roofstock.com and check out some of the properties they have on the marketplace, and check out their platform. It's super, super cool. Before the break, we were talking about some of the due diligence that you need to do when looking at single-family rentals. It's not just don't do this for fun. You do it because it's a business, and you do it for that bottom line. But more importantly, you're doing it because you're building a future. That is one of the main goals. That's every investor that I speak with, every investor that I come into contact with. I always ask them, him or her, that one question: hey, why are you doing this? And I get generally two responses: one, lifestyle, and two, wealth building. And I love that. So make sure that whenever you buy real estate, you're always doing the right due diligence. And Gary, on your platform, on roofstock.com, there are a lot of data points that y'all have made available for me, the real estate investor, to look at and analyze and play with. Can you talk to those a little bit? Because I know you are such a huge proponent of doing due diligence. It's nuts. Like, we've talked about it so many times before.
Yeah, I think like any investment, you want to know what you're getting into, right? So I think first and foremost, understand the sort of neighborhood that you're buying in. You oftentimes, people gravitate towards the highest yields, highest returns, and those typically are associated with lower priced homes in neighborhoods that have kind of lower incomes, perhaps higher renter to owner ratios, things like that. Doesn't mean these are bad investments. What it means is there tends to be a bit more risk to them. So much like the stock market or the bond market, if you buy a AAA bond, you're going to get a lower yield, but with a lot more certainty. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very similar with housing. So you can't really compare sort of a two-star neighborhood house with a five-star neighborhood house and expect to get the same sort of yield. And so understand what your risk tolerance is. If you are a little bit more cautious and want to have less variability of your cash flows, perhaps look at some higher starred neighborhoods, which are probably going to be a little less volatile. If you've got a little bit of extra cash to cover any sort of shortfalls in case there's an unanticipated vacancy or something, then maybe you're willing to take a little bit more risk and seek higher returns in some of the lower starred neighborhoods. So that's just one example. We have inspection reports you can review. We summarize them. Some people like to buy homes that are very clean and don't need much work. Some people don't mind if it needs a few $1,000s and can make an offer and perhaps get a little bit of a better deal. So it all depends how hands-off you want to be, or if you want to be a little bit more involved, you can get those properties that might need a little bit more work. Yeah, those are just kind of a few things that I would typically look at as you're looking at properties.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, too, it all comes down to your risk tolerance, right? How much more work do I want to put into this property? And it helps me visualize this. When I go to roofstock.com and I'll type in, say, Georgia, and it'll show me, say right now it's showing me 1 out of 25, and it tells me a neighborhood star. So out of 5 stars, this neighborhood has 3 stars. And I know, in fact, it's a 3-star out of 5-star neighborhood versus a neighborhood that's a 1-star versus a neighborhood, say, that's 5 out of 5 stars. So at the end of the day, should investors be okay with paying a little bit of a premium to be in a neighborhood that's less, say, risky?
Yeah, I think, again, this is a personal decision for investors, but generally, it's the more risk you take, the more return you can gain in any sort of investment, right? Mm-hmm. People are looking for an arbitrage there where you can buy a high return property in the best neighborhood possible, and that's sort of what the holy grail is, right? So going in and finding out what you like about properties, I think, is important, and then keeping apprised. You know, one of the things that we do, I think, is what we offer people is an ability to look across markets very easily. So if you decide you want kind of 3-star and above neighborhoods and at least, say, a 6% yield and at least schools of 4 rating, something like that, you will see properties across many cities that have very similar characteristics. And our data science team has calibrated our rating, so kind of a 3-star neighborhood in Atlanta should be very similar to Charlotte or Miami or any other place. And so it would be very difficult for a typical investor to go to, say, the individual MLSs in 30 different cities and do searches trying to sort of find properties that meet their criteria. So I think one of the biggest advantages of our platform, which is kind of fundamental to what we're doing, is we're trying to break down those geographic barriers to investing. So you can invest in the types of areas and properties you want without regard to geography, and then leverage our property management network to do the hard work of, you know, day-to-day property management, and you could be much more of a, you know, kind of a landlord making decisions when tenants move out and things like that, but generally not having to be involved in the day-to-day management.
I think for me, being an investor, passive income, right? Like the lifestyle, the wealth generation, the cash flow is really the focus. And if I'm looking for the right property manager, do you have those available as a resource that I can get in touch with and, like, just make sure that they also know these neighborhoods and I can connect with them and I feel good about that?
We do. So we have a certification process we go through with our property managers where when we go to cities, we interview property managers. We look at their track records and their accounting systems and what kind of scale they have and customer ratings, things like that. And we pick 2 or 3 that we will recommend through our platform. And then as you're checking out, you could select your property manager. And we also have all of their contact information on there, so you could call them if you'd like. You can call us and talk to our customer service people and talk to them about their experience with various property managers and things like that. So this is, while it's a financial investment, you know, there still is a human element to it here, obviously, because these people will be managing your property. So that's where Roofstock's sort of the glue in this process. If anyone ever has any questions, some people choose to just come and buy online and never talk to us. Other people like to talk to us kind of throughout the process, and either way works totally well.
So I thought, I don't want to deal with people anymore, right? Like there's artificial intelligence, Gary. I think artificial intelligence needs to take over the property management space, and then the Terminator Skynet thing becomes like real, and all of a sudden,
there you go.
You know what I mean? Then I think that's the way that I manage my investments.
I've heard that there's a lot of interesting stuff happening with AI doing podcasts and actually doing the interviewing. So I would be careful.
You know what? That's probably true. There's a
you can talk yourself out of a job, my friend.
I very well could. I think there's an AI. I can't remember which event I was headed to, but there's an AI. There's a robot that's giving a keynote, and I'm like, this is so insane. But this is the future. All right, we got to go to break. Get in touch with Gary and his team. Check out Single Family Rentals on the Roofstock.com platform. Go to Roofstock.com. You have questions for me? I get it. It happens all the time. Go to ThinkRealtyRadio.com. On the right side, you'll see a little form that says ask a question. Punch in your name, your phone number, your email address, social security number, date of birth, blood type. Totally kidding. Just punch in your name, email, and question, and we'll answer it right here on Think Realty Radio. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Need a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's real estate landscape? RentFacts combines real estate expertise and data to deliver decision-making tools for real estate pros. Investors, lenders, or property managers, RentFacts can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. Find out how RentFacts can predict and compare how demographics, economics, crime, and other location factors affect the stability of your rental with a risk score. Go to RentFactsPro.com. RentFactsPro.com.
Savvy investors make use of smart savings. Think Realty Radio listeners, you have the opportunity to save smart with Sherwin-Williams Paint. Sign up for your free Think Realty membership now and activate discounts to save up to 50% off of select Sherwin-Williams Paint. Rehabbers, investors, property managers, this is your opportunity to save big for your next project. Start saving up to 50% now. Go to thinkrealty.com/paint and then click discounts.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
We're back to the show, Think Realty Nation. It's your host, Abhi Golhar. My guest today, Gary Beasley, co-founder and CEO of Roofstock, who kindly nudged and said that AI could be back into the radio business, which I would be very interested to see at some point in time. I'm sure there's like Watson out there listening to all this stuff and then curating like this ultimate radio podcasting voice. I'm excited to hear what that sounds like. Stepping into the future on the show. Love it. All right. question for you. Actually, I was looking up a couple of questions that I got in my email, Gary, and I have one for you that I thought would be great to ask. And the question is, I'm an investor out of California. It's hard to buy stuff here. I want to be more of a passive investor. What do you think about purchasing property that's outside my California market?
Yeah. So the vast majority of our clients are purchasing outside of where they live for the very reason your guest there requested or commented. I think right now over 90% of our clients are buying over 250 miles from where they live, and many are buying over 1,000 miles. So I think it makes sense for a lot of reasons. I think if you want to own close to where you live, if you wanted to be more hands-on and buy a property nearby and manage it yourself, I think that's one thing. The challenge with that is you are very heavily correlated with your primary home equity and your job generally. So if you live in the Bay Area and there's a tech downturn, your primary residence probably goes down, your job may be affected, and you the value of your rental home may be as well. So from a pure kind of portfolio theory investment strategy, I think if you can do it, investing in markets that are uncorrelated to where you live, and in fact, there's a quick anecdote. I sat next to someone on a plane about a year ago who bought a home on Roofstock in Atlanta. And while we were flying, it was a longer story, but
that's awesome.
The point was he was looking at buying homes in the Bay Area, investment homes for $600,000-ish as investment homes, and he was able to buy a home for $106,000 in Atlanta and texted his wife when we landed. I won't tell you what she responded because it's not appropriate for radio, but it was eye-opening if somebody wanted to sort of stick their toe in the water with a less expensive home in a place like Atlanta, it makes a ton of sense. Or buy four or five of them if you're prepared to spend $600,000 or invest $600,000 like this guy was. And also remember, you can borrow through Fannie and Freddie up to 80% of the purchase price. So for $100,000 home, if you have $20,000 of equity, you can actually buy a home in one of those markets. So it's pretty attractive. So the key is to make sure there's a good property management option, because you're not going to be there. I bought a home through our site 3 years ago, and I still haven't seen it. I still haven't talked to the property manager, but we corresponded by text and email.
Right.
And it's there because I keep getting my checks. But that's the idea, this idea of remote investing and us being kind of the platform that allows you to do that with the most ease.
What about the sense of fear? The sense of fear that something is going to go wrong, right? Like I'm in California, or I'm in Washington, or Florida, or New York, right? You can't get anything in New York, but really, like, am I going to invest in Indiana or Ohio or Georgia somewhere? It just seems like a lot of work, Gary. It seems like it's a lot of stress, and I'm already, in my mid-30s, I'm already going gray. I don't need any more stress in my life. How do I get over that fear, that hurdle of it's not going to be a pain in the posterior? In fact, it can be a good thing.
First of all, I'd start meditating. I think that would be helpful for you, Abby. So get over your anxiety issue. Yeah. Read 10% Happier by Dan Harris. Quite good. I don't know that it's any more stressful than buying a property locally or really kind of other things that you might be doing with your money, as long as you have a good property manager, as I say, if there are issues at the property, it's handled at the local level. So it's not as if you're getting calls about a clogged toilet.
Right.
That's handled as part of part of your contract with your PM. So, What we're really trying to do is separate operations from investing here, and you've got sort of two lines of defense as an investor through our platform is the local property manager, and if there are issues that escalate beyond that, we can get involved and kind of help resolve stuff as kind of a friendly third party, knowledgeable in the space. We do monitor the performance of the homes that get sold through our platform and have on occasion had to call property managers and said, hey, you're not doing as good a job as you need to be, and either replace them or gotten them back in line. But for the most part, we work with over 40 of them. For the most part, they do a very good job.
That's fair. And I agree with you. I mean, this process should be a happy, a good wealth-building process. And at the end of the day, using the information both on the roofstock.com platform and the information that you get from your property manager should yield a pretty good result. We've got to go to break in probably about a minute and a half, 2 minutes or so. Talk to me about the state of the single-family rental market. Is it all doom and gloom from what I'm hearing in media? Like, oh, housing is going to go down. What's going on? Can you help me break some of the stuff down for me?
Well, that would be an incredible feat if I could sum up the state of the real estate market in 90 seconds.
You got
60 seconds. Yeah. No, I would say it's not all doom and gloom. Keep in mind we are at the end of, I don't know if it's the end, but we're approaching kind of a 10-year expansion here. We're probably 9.5 years into it.
Mm-hmm.
Business cycles are usually about 10 years. So this would be... I think this would be the longest post-war expansion once we hit 10 years that we've had. So is it going to go on forever? No, of course not. Does it feel like the bottom's going to fall out of the economy or the real estate market? No, it doesn't. I think it feels like you're seeing indicators of slowing transaction volumes, lower rates of price appreciation. Homes are still appreciating, but they're appreciating at a slower rate, which is healthy because it had been a little bit frothy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's lots of reasons to like the single-family rental asset class, even in a downturn, because one of the, I think, important points, and then maybe we could go to break, is even during the downturn when home prices dropped for 5 straight years, on average, rents did not drop and in many cases continued to go up.
Yes.
And so that meant the yields continued to expand through that time. And that was because, as you pointed out, there are 4 or 5 million more renter households today than there were pre-crash a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they need some place to live. And so there was significant demand for the rental home product. And that combined with people who are renting by choice, I think, has just created a really nice supply-demand dynamic for rental homeowners.
Totally agreed with you. I don't see any reason for doom and gloom, but I want to dive into some of these factors that Gary looks at, that Gary and his team look at, and some of the data science around that when we come back. Questions for him, you want to get in touch, go to roofstock.com. Questions for me, thinkrealtyradio.com. And stay tuned. We're wrapping up after the break.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage them. Narada Real Estate Investments saves you time by providing you with professionally managed income properties in the best U.S. markets. Learn more at PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and download your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com.
Real Estate Notes give you immediate cash flow without tenants, repairs, or property taxes. With PaperSourceOnline.com, you buy a note, you become the banker, you decide how much interest you'll earn, and bankers never get phone calls from tenants. How do you get started? Take the free e-course by Bill Mancaro of The Paper Source. Bill's been buying notes for over 30 years. Bill has the heart of a teacher and wants you to succeed. Sign up for Bill's free e-course now at papersourceonline.com. That's papersourceonline.com.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Golhar. It's the last 10 minutes of Think Realty Radio. You want to grab your pens, papers, crayons, colored pencils, and something to write with and start taking some notes. We got a lot of gold nuggets for you in this segment, so strap in. It's going to be great. My guest today, Gary Beasley, co-founder, CEO, Big Cheese, head honcho at Roofstock.com. These are all technically appropriate titles as well. I double-checked with all the attorneys. And that being said, before the break, Gary, we were talking about some of your thoughts on the single family rental market and just the overall kind of feel. What are some of the factors that you look at to make these calls or these predictions, or how do you analyze this so that if we teach this to other people and what factors they should be looking at, they can spend less time freaking out about a big red arrow pointed downward on CNN?
Yeah. Well, I think sometimes people maybe over-index on the direction of something rather than the absolute level of something. So, perfect example of, price appreciation rates plummeting. Sounds terrible, but if that means that home prices in a certain market are appreciating at 4% a rate now instead of 7, that's still pretty good. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. Same thing with inventories, right? We've been at historically really low inventories, maybe in some cases 2 or 3 months of inventory, which means that's how long it would take to sell through the inventory on a market at the current selling pace. And so if that goes to 4% or say 4 months, it could be, wow, inventories ballooning, market cratering, when the reality is 5 to 6 months is generally viewed as a healthy kind of a balanced market. So it's still very healthy. So I think it's the news cycle is all about generating clicks and headlines, and so it's easy to get all worked up when you see some of these numbers. I think what we don't have is a credit-driven bubble here like we had last time. Mm-hmm. That's very clear. It's been a different type of expansion, and prices have continued to appreciate even as interest rates have ticked up a bit, which has been surprising to some. But it's, I think, been driven also by just a chronic lack of supply of homes out there in the market. And I personally feel like we'll see continued price appreciation this year, albeit at a lower level than we've seen this year. But I don't see anything on the horizon in most markets that would cause a lot of alarm and say, hey, avoid it at all costs. But I think the thing to think about with rental home investing too is I would encourage people we're doing it to do it for the medium to long term, mm-hmm. and not plan on owning a property just to take advantage of a market, a quick sale. Because these properties they generate nice cash flow and tax benefits, and they appreciate generally over time. But I wouldn't go into it with the expectation of selling it in a year or two. And if that's the case, even if prices were to flatten or even go down a little bit, as long as the rental income's there to generate that current return, you wait long enough, and eventually it's likely that the price recovers and reaches kind of new levels. So that's how I would sort of think about where we are in the cycle, and not be too freaked out that we might be nearing the end of a pretty rapid expansion.
Yeah, and if you're investing for the long term, why does appreciation matter anyway? Like it shouldn't, because if you take a 30-year view on this, you know that home prices today are going to be worth less than they will be in 30 years from now. Like imagine if we had the wherewithal. If you're listening and you missed out on an opportunity, one of the greatest opportunities of all time came in 2009, 10, 11, 12, when you could have bought property for virtually nothing. Man, I remember when Atlanta was on sale. Like there were like blocks being just sold off for pennies on the dollar. And guess what happened? Nobody bought. Unless you were smart. And you did, in which case, congratulations, and all of a sudden you're not my best friend anymore because I'm jealous of you. But you have to be smart. And even if there is a little bit of a downturn, guess what happens? You're going to go buy some more, aren't you? Absolutely you're going to. Because if there's one direction that the majority of markets always go in long term, especially here in the United States of America, that's up. Especially if you take that long-term
view.
Well,
that's one thing. Yeah, real estate in particular is a very nice inflation hedge. So over time, it tends to generate some sort of a little bit of a premium over the long-term inflation rate at kind of a minimum. So if you believe that there'll be at least kind of 2% inflation plus or minus a year, plus perhaps a couple points, a point or two of real growth, you could be looking at 4%-ish type annual appreciation on a nominal basis, and if you have leverage on your property, then that creates nice asset value growth. And so you ask, do you really care if properties appreciate if you're in it for the long term? You don't necessarily unless you want to pull money out of your property or you have a need to sell it.
Right.
Then it's just nice. It's nice to know that you've got real equity built up in there. And but it's a very, very nice store of wealth that's, as we point out, it's tax efficient. And the nice thing about housing, too, is it's very difficult to build houses in a lot of markets today. So you've got significant supply constraints, rising labor costs, rising material costs, rising land costs. And so the homes that are being built today are generally not entry-level homes. They tend to be more move-up for various reasons, and the single-family rental home has become the starter home for many families who used to be 28, 30 years old, moving out of the apartments in the cities, buying homes. Today, a lot of those young families are renting homes for 3 or 5 years and maybe longer before choosing or being able to buy.
Yeah, and I like single family. We have so many things we can invest in, but consider single family as at least part of your portfolio because it's the most liquid form of an illiquid asset class. Like it's great, right?
Yep.
Like you can't just up and willy nilly sell a 500 unit apartment complex in less than like 2 weeks. Not going to happen, right? But if you needed short term liquidity. If anything happens for any reason, you can always you can always exit your position out of a three-bed, two-bath, yep, single-family rental. That being said, we have a few minutes before we have to end the show. Gary, let's talk about Roofstock One. Help me understand it. I read a little bit about it, but our listeners don't know. So the mic's yours.
Sure. Yeah, so Roofstock One is it's a product that we've developed that allows you to invest in the economic interest in homes without going on title. So you buy it in the form of a security. And what does that mean? It means it's kind of just a totally passive approach, mm-hmm, where you could actually buy the appreciation, the income, all the tax benefits you get as if you're on title, but the homes have been purchased by Roofstock. We've renovated them, put tenants in them, leased them up, and we manage them. We actually put loans on them and everything, and you're buying the equity strip, if you will, from those homes. We're launching a fractional version of that here next week. I'm not sure exactly when this is going to be broadcast, but hopefully it will already be out, and where you could buy individual pieces of homes for as little as $5,000, because we're breaking each home up into tenth shares. So
awesome.
You could buy you could buy an ownership interest in a home for as little as $5,000, and or take that, say, $25,000 or $50,000 you might have been looking to put into one home and spread it across 5 or 10 homes. So it's an interesting way to get diversification without having to work very hard, and that's the goal.
I like it. Where can I learn more?
Just go to roofstock.com, and there's more information there, or you could always email me at gary@roofstock.com.
Awesome. gary@roofstock.com. Gary, thanks so much for jumping on the air with me today. I appreciate it. A lot of fun.
Enjoyed it, Abby. Thanks.
You got it. Think Realty Nation. You know how to get in touch with Gary, his team, and also the website. Go to roofstock.com. Have questions for me, thinkrealtyradio.com. And until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind.